Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And just us two tonight. We've got two breweries we're going to feature, though.
Yes, we are.
So it's going to be interesting. We'll give it a shot and see how it goes. One brewery is from Beamsville, Ontario.
Beamsville.
Huh. Yep, yeah. It comes to us from somebody I work with, actually. Somebody named Vincent.
Thanks
buddy,
Vincent,
for hooking us up with beers.
Thanks, buddy.
His friend's a brewmaster, and he's got a brewery called Newark Brewing.
Newark Brewing, okay.
So we got a couple of lagers we're going to try from his brewery.
Fantastic.
And then we've got another brewery from North Bay called Gateway City. Again.
Amazing.
Vincent, thank you very much.
Hey, buddy, thank you.
Seriously.
Podcast is on you.
Exactly. I mean, he's getting us drunk. It's awesome.
This one's for you.
It totally is, right?
All right, so what do we have up first then from these guys?
We're going to start with Newark Brewing.
All right.
We're going to go with the Light Lager.
Okay.
Or Golden Lager, it says here.
Golden, cool.
Yeah, it's a light beer, Golden Lager. It's 4% alcohol.
I've had lots of lagers in my life.
You have? Well, these might be different than what you've had.
I'm pretty sure. The can looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, eh? It says in the late 1700s, Newark was the first capital of Upper Canada, now known as Ontario.
Oh, shit. Even better.
Yeah, seriously.
Just made it that much better.
And it's all Canadian, brewed with Canadian ingredients, using Canadian ingredients without additives and preservatives, because that's what you want in a craft beer. So
exactly.
It's pretty awesome.
They stuck to the roots, and I think this is going to be good. The label itself, just overall, give it an 8.
Yeah, it's really professional looking. It's a white label. It's got Newark and red lettering.
And even on the side, it's like nice and big too.
Yeah, it's very big.
Right,
so
it's fully 360.
This would be something that if Robin was
if
here
Robin
right
was
now,
here,
he'd
be like,
oh,
that's
my God,
perfect. This is a great label because it doesn't matter how they stock the shelf. I can read exactly what it is. Should keep that can for him to see.
No, seriously, we should. We'll take pictures for him. But it's a white, like I said, white background. It's got the the dragon logo in the background in gray. It's pretty neat. I give an 8.
Yes, an 8. Exactly. That's why I gave it. Yeah, it's
perfect. Oh, you gave it an 8 already. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Let's see how good the beer is, actually.
Yeah, we got to crack it open.
Because this time, we got to find out what's inside, not just on the outside.
Exactly.
Tonight's going to be the night for this, guys, and I do appreciate people joining the whole festivities of sending us some beer. And if anybody else wants to send us some beer, we're more than welcome to drink it on podcast, give you a shout out, and hopefully we can enjoy it together one day.
Hopefully we can do that. That'd be great.
Let's see what it's all about, Danny.
All right. Well, it's a filtered beer.
Yes, it is.
Like a lager would be.
It's a nice filtered beer.
It is. Filtered yellow, obviously. What's it smelling like?
I'm not even sure, Dan. I'm not even sure. What do you give it?
It's got like a crisp smell to it. Excuse me. I might smell... I'm getting a little citrus notes out of it.
Sure.
But nothing much. It smells essentially like a lager would smell. But it does smell like
better
a crisp beer.
Better than a lager.
Let's give it a taste, see.
Cheers.
Cheers. Not too bad for lager. It's 4%, but it's got a lot of flavor to it.
Nice. Even it's juicy.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that crisp citrusy burst,
it's
and
a
then
fresh
and
beer.
Then it dies out, and you're tasting more of the
quite bright
the oat and stuff. But it's not bad.
Not at all.
For a lager, it's not too bad at all.
Something I could drink.
Yeah, I mean
on a hot day.
Yeah.
And if you're just outside on the beach, this is actually perfect. You don't want to be going heavy duty. Something nice and light. This is great.
Yeah. It's definitely crushable, but it still tastes at the same time. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed it was 4%.
Not at all. I would have said 5.5 easily.
Yeah, at least that,
at
right?
At least.
I would have said 5, but still, either way, it's not too bad at all.
You can taste that. It's a lager, but I mean... Whatever hops they put in here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what hops they used.
Did they use any hops?
Yes, but...
They use hops. And this is why this is better than most of the lagers that I've had out there.
This is really good. Like, I mean, when you're comparing it to the big boys...
Yeah.
Exactly. Screw the big boys because they suck. This is actually really good. I've had quite a few craft lagers too as well, and some of them I find they're hit and miss. Some of them are like, you know, it's good, and some of them are like, no, this is terrible.
Exactly.
This definitely goes around the range of being good.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Traditionally, I don't go crazy over lagers, but this is actually good.
Yeah, for what it is, I'm going to give it a...
Second to an IPA, obviously.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's two different beers.
Exactly, but second to an IPA.
Second, I mean, if you had a... This would be like a session, comparing it to a session IPA. Then
I wouldn't even have a sessions IPA. This is second to an IPA, not a sessions IPA.
Right, okay. I'm going to give this an 8.
Yeah, an 8 is a great number.
Yeah, 8, not too bad at all.
This is a solid 8. I would definitely have this again.
Yeah. They're really good.
And these are the guys out of where, sorry, again?
They're in Beamsville, Ontario.
Okay.
It's
cool.
It almost tastes fresh, like it's fruited of sorts too, which is kind of neat.
It has something in there, but it's really...
You get some kind of like, you know, fruit notes. Pretty much like a citrusy fruit that I'm getting anyways out of it. And
it's nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Really good.
Happy with this one. What do we got on the menu for?
We've got some snacks that are from the UK. I believe
here we go, guys.
This might be the final round of UK snacks before we switch over to another country, but...
All right, so what do we got?
These guys are from Cadbury. Can't go wrong with that.
Guys, we're going to pair this Golden Lager with a Cadbury product. We know we're in good hands.
Yeah, and this is the Choco Sandwich. So it's a chocolate-filled biscuit. So basically it looks like, just two biscuits with chocolate filling
Cadbury
on the inside.
Cadbury chocolate inside. It's perfect.
The signature purple Cadbury background.
You just grab that.
And
Don't think. Just grab it. It says Cadbury.
Seriously. And it's a stack of cookies.
Literally. Can't go wrong.
I hope it looks like the picture.
I'm pretty sure it does because these guys usually don't go... cheap on the design work.
No, they do not.
They do not. Like, I mean, it's straightforward and it's nice. It's bam. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be almost actual size.
It should be. It looks like it.
It looks like actual size. So
let's see if we can get this open without...
And if they did it actual size, guys, I mean, these are the little tips that people recognize right away. And that shows, like, hey, we don't make tiny little ones.
We don't mess around.
Yeah, we make nice fat ass ones.
Now, label wise, before I continue to open this thing up.
Oh yes, that.
Again, very professional, kind of just like the beer.
Correct.
I give this an 8 as well.
Damn, today's about an 8 day.
It's an 8 day, I know, right?
Triple 8s. Damn, it's an 8. It's an 8. It's like a solid 8. I wouldn't give it a higher strictly because, again, it's Cadbury. Can't give them higher than an 8 because, I mean, all their shit's fucking amazing and they have good backing. So if it was some other brand that I didn't know about,
Story. Nice and big. So yeah, when you're looking at it's, you know,
basically
typical
the same
vanilla looking biscuit, and you got the chocolate in the middle. I'm ready to dig in. Oh yeah.
Wow, smells great.
Doesn't taste that bad either. Get a nice mix of kind of like a vanilla chocolate. Might maybe use a little bit more chocolate, but still not too bad at all.
Almost perfect.
Yeah.
But I think they made it that way strictly because they don't want it to be too overwhelming on the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to have that crispy mixture, softness. It's literally two or three of these and you should be good, but eating that whole deck, easy.
Yeah, you can totally eat this whole deck. It is kind of a rich flavor, but still tasty. I don't know, man.
Eight.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, I'm going to have to give this an 8.
Triple 8 night.
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. Let's go with an 8.
This is the triple 8 night, guys. This is, bang on. 8.
They're pretty big, too. They're not small. It's like...
They're bigger than an Oreo, guys.
Yeah.
heftier than it. The chocolate's much better than the Oreo filling.
It's got a lot of flavor to it. It's sweet, but not overly sweet either. Well done. Enjoyed.
Even the cookie part was soft, crispy, like great. I'm not even sure they're cookie people, but I mean, they did a good job with this.
Mm-hmm.
Cadbury wise. So this is going to be up for the next time, guys, but Cadbury should be off the list from now on because they're always too good. I mean, yeah. I don't mind having them every time we're here.
They don't disappoint.
But these guys, like, they hit it on the nail.
No, they did. Yeah, that's a great cookie to get. It's like a reverse Oreo.
Yes.
Instead of a chocolate on the top and like a vanilla in the middle.
Correct. Reversed it out.
Really, really good. Okay.
What do we got up next?
So we're going to do two beers because we only have two snacks today, so we'll spread it out a bit. But the second beer we got is, again, from Newark Brewing. It is a regular lager.
There we go.
5% alcohol. There's Newark lager. Again, professional looking.
Wait, it says Dunkel at the bottom there?
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's Dunkel.
It's a Dunkel. That's why it's the brown version, Danny. Come on, guys.
Sorry, I apologize.
No problem.
So, yeah, it's more like a brown lager.
What do we got here?
It's more like the German style.
So a Dunkel is, like, how can you explain, like, a Dunkel? Just a brown.
It's like it's like a brown, malty, caramelly kind of.
Yes, caramelly. Lager. I think that's the precise word. Because I've had only one or two Dunkels in my life, and they've always been.
You've loved them.
Yes, and they're just under stouts, but they're Dunkels. Yep. They're similar to porters, but not porters again.
They're lighter.
They're Dunkels, exactly. They're just lighter.
It's like a brown ale, essentially, but it's a lager version of a brown ale.
Nice design work.
Yeah.
Again,
so yeah.
Subtle.
It's like a maroon kind of color in the background. It's got, the dragon logos with their...
They're insignia in the background.
Yeah, they're back to back, two of them. Newark's in white.
Griffins?
Yeah, Griffins. Sorry, there we go. I can't speak today. Good job.
Yes.
And and you got the lager in gold, Dunkel in gold as well. It's, again, a very professional looking can. The back, let's just see if it says, in the late 1700s, Newark was the first capital of Upper Canada, now known as Ontario. But then it says, our Dunkel is a German-inspired brown lager made with toasted malt, built bold in flavor, yet exceptionally easy drinking. You'll want to try this beer all year long.
This is going to be great because right now is all year round.
Every day is all year round.
Yes, correct. So let's let's rate the can first and then we can pour it, Danny.
Yes, okay.
I give this an 8, solid 8s.
We're going solid 8 again, eh?
I'm not going to let Dan get to it first this time.
Bastard. You know what? I'm going to go 8.1.
Okay. So you've broken the seal.
Yep, perfect. Just had to do it.
Good for you.
Thanks. That's right.
So now, guys, we're going to see how this compares to the last one. And I'm pretty sure. Oh, it's foaming. It's foaming, Danny. It's foaming. Pour it, Danny. Pour it.
Oh, yeah. Kind of got it. Everywhere.
You got it. It's okay. Just a little bit of spillage is not a problem. But I mean, kind of keep it on the table if you can.
Oh, it's on my leg. Don't worry.
Well,
it's great.
That's always nice.
That's what she said moment. All right.
There you go.
So we definitely got the brown.
Yes.
Not too bad.
So this Dunkel today is filtered?
Yes, it's a filtered and it's a caramel color.
That smells nice.
Get notes of caramel. Get a little bit of malt in there.
That's a nice
Maybe brown. A few citrus notes as well. Not too bad at all. Wow. I'm thinking it's going to taste how it smells.
I think it's going to be exactly how it smells exactly.
Let's give it a shot.
Exactly. Not so much. Tastes totally different.
Yeah, it tastes a little. It's definitely easy drinking. It's a little bit smoother. It's not as
it's different.
But not as bold as I thought it would be based off the smell.
Yeah, the smell was totally different than what it tastes like, but it's still really good.
Again, I still have that cookie in my mouth, so it's kind of hard to. But
is that the problem, Dan?
Sure, let's go with that.
Is that the actual underlying problem?
It could be.
Just keep drinking
the
beer.
It really could be. Okay,
keep drinking the beer, and then you'll see.
Peer pressure.
Well, you got to rinse out the cookie inside the mouth first. letting it the full flavors. Here we go.
Nah, still tasting the same.
Okay, so it's probably just the beer now.
Yeah, it's not really getting as much.
This is not as kick ass.
I actually like the light lager better.
Yeah, same here.
It's not bad, but like I said, it doesn't have. It doesn't, like, you smell the way it smells compared to the way it tastes is two different things.
So this is a 7.9 on your scale.
This is gonna be. It's still not bad. Definitely. You can still drink this, but if I had a choice between the two, yeah, I'd go with light lager. I would say 7.5.
7.8.
7.8.
Yes, 7.8 is my final decision, Dan.
And you know what? If you rounded it, 7.8 makes an 8. So really, at the end of the day, you haven't really broken your streak.
So does your 7.5, Dan.
Yeah, not really, though. You can go up or down.
It's not really, Dan. That's what it is. Not really.
Eh, whatever. I'm just trying to make an excuse here.
No, there's no excuses necessary. Factual shit is what we talk here, Dan.
Fine. Be that way.
You're talking about beer. It's factual. We're drinking it. It's factual. We're giving ratings, which are just out of our head. Which is not really factual. I mean, we just make up this shit. But guys, trust me, this beer is not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. It's
super happy with this one.
It's very tasty beer.
So, same guys. Same guys.
Same guys, yeah. New York Brewing in Beamsville.
Beamsville, good. Next ones are the other guys.
Yes, next one's going to be the next brewery.
Okay, so these guys, shut up. Good job. Fantastic. And Vincent again, good jobs.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome job. Thank you so much for the beers. Maybe we can feature him and his buddy on the podcast sometime soon. We'll see how it goes.
Hey, we're up for anything. It all depends on what type of beer we're going to give them when they get here.
Oh, we'll definitely get him some good beer.
We got to make sure that we have some nice beers.
Oh, definitely. That's just how it goes, right?
So this snack that we're having now, or is it a snack or is it beers again?
No, we're going to go right to beer.
Okay, let's do this. That's easy enough.
Now, these next two beers.
All right. What are we having today?
Our first beer, again, the brewery is Gateway City. They're in North Bay, Ontario, Canada.
Perfect. Close by. Not really, but close by.
Close enough, I guess.
Yeah. Same problem.
So this guy is it's called South Valley. It's a pineapple white IPA.
Sweet.
It is 6.1%.
Okay.
Now it's got the ingredients listed there. I don't see anything in resembling pineapple, but I've been told it's a very good beer. So it's going to have, should have nice notes label. Of, should have, yes, definitely. Should have some tropical notes in there. Yeah, background, it's a picture of the mountains with some trees. I don't know what animal that is. What would you say?
Porcupine.
Yeah, okay. So it's a porcupine, but he's a guy. So it looks like a guy with a porcupine head. And strapped to his back is a big pineapple. And he's hiking through the woods, I guess.
That's the best I could do. Yes, yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's pretty that's much as good it. As you can do with that. And I mean, it's drawn out nicely.
Yeah.
The design work is really nice. It gets the point across. I mean,
yeah, it definitely does.
Very straightforward.
Yeah, it's a pretty, it's a good label. It's a
360 label again.
Interesting label, but very good. Yeah, because the back says South Valley too.
Correct.
Robin would be impressed. Of course, he's gonna be pissed off though, because he's gonna be like, "Oh man, the one time you got beer with a full label, and I'm not there."
Yeah, man.
He'll talk exactly like that too. Come on, man. So yeah,
rating
wise, I'm going with an 8.
8.1 on this one for sure. Ooh,
all right. Okay. Let's crack it open.
Let's see what this one's all about today. This is a white IPA. Sorry, white pineapple IPA.
Yeah, pineapple white IPA. So
pineapple white.
It's a white IPA. White IPA, excuse me, which is essentially a wheat. Yeah. A wheat IPA.
Correct.
And it should have notes of pineapple in it. So, wish me luck.
I'm wishing you luck. Wishing you luck with the point in the beer, you mean, or wishing you luck that the beer is good?
Both.
Okay, I gotcha. So let's see what this smells like. It smells citrusy. Key notes.
Oh, I can smell pineapple for sure.
There is pineapple, but I mean,
I smell pineapple and
We're gonna see if there's tasting pineapple difference.
Smell pineapple, I smell
the white.
A little bit of, you know, definitely citrus, fruit, and maybe a little bit of stone fruit, but more pineapple than anything.
The pineapple's kick ass.
It is. Let's give it a shot. Not too bad.
This is like a... This tastes very similar to... Anyway, it's its own type of beer, regardless. I mean, I don't know if it tastes like pineapple, supposedly.
No, it smells like pineapple more than it tastes like it, but it's still a tasty beer. It's very bright.
It is.
Yeah, I get a little bit of pineapple. It's not like a ton, but definitely smell more than I taste. But yeah, like I said, it's pretty bright. It's very citrusy. It doesn't die out too quick. Like it does, but it still kind of lingers on the tongue a bit.
It's sitting on my tongue still.
Yeah. So it's
I don't know if I like that or not on this beer.
I don't mind it. It's all right.
It's different.
It's definitely different. I'm enjoying it. It's
made here, guys. Cheers. This shit is really good.
It's slightly hazy. It's like a yellow again. Slightly hazy, just for those wondering.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, not bad
it's
at all.
It's not like the worst beer I've ever had. It's really good still.
Like, the only white IPA I can compare it to that you would be familiar with would be Rabbit of Kerbenog from India Ale House.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like this one more.
Yeah, but this tastes more like a Whole Garden almost.
It's similar. Well, I mean, they're wheat beers, right?
Exactly. But I mean, again, at the end of the day, this has a different touch on it. So it's the pineapple that makes it.
It's definitely whatever hops they've used.
Yep, and they did it properly. Yep. And I mean, it's made here again, so...
No, really, really good. Enjoying it.
Great.
I give this an 8.5. I was going to say 8, but no, I think it's worthy of an 8.5.
For the pineapple end? I'm not sure. But on the white IPA end, I would say yes. An 8.5 suffices.
Just because based on that smells fantastic.
Yes. Initially, it was great. When I started drinking it, I wasn't sure, but I would still drink it. Now that I've got the taste on my mouth, I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, just you got to get your palate used to it initially. But, I mean, it is a little bit bitter for those that aren't...
yes, you know, bitter as hell.
Into IPAs, but...
But, again, guys, if you're drinking IPAs and you're drinking a white IPA that tastes, you know, with pineapple, how can you go wrong?
You can't.
You cannot.
There's no way you can't. Yeah, really good. Enjoying it very much.
Good stuff.
Not sure it's going to pair really well with our next snack, though, but...
What have we got? Not another Cadbury, Danny?
No, but it's another UK next? Snack.
UK snacks are great, guys, so if you guys ever get your hands on some... Uh-oh, shit. What are these?
Okay, chocolates. So...
More no, chocolates.
These guys are Mrs. Tilly's.
Mrs. Tilly's?
Oh, it's a Scottish tablet, I apologize. So, yeah, they're famous Scottish tablets, so I'm Scottish. Guessing they're just basically little caramel... Probably like little squares? like a Werther's, yeah, but it looks like a square.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. It's going to be one of those ones.
Well, yeah, if it's going to be like that, I'm not sure we'll be able to chew it too much, but...
Well, once it's in your mouth, you're kind of screwed for like at least a minute and a half or so.
The good news is it's gluten-free. I know. Wow, your mind's blown, right?
Damn. Please, just continue on. Thank you.
So, yeah, the packaging, it's essentially like, it's a box. So it looks like a gift box or gift bag.
Literally.
Something
you give away at Christmas?
Yeah, you can kind of.
Just because the flannel at the bottom there.
Yeah, the tartan pattern at the bottom.
What? Which one?
The tartan.
Tartan?
Yeah.
Call it flannel.
whatever. Same shit. The picture's got the picture of the castle, and so it looks like a. Like
Miss Tilly's house.
Yeah, Mrs. Tilly's. She lives in a castle. God damn it, man.
She must sell a lot of these.
She might be selling more than just cookie, more than tablets, but anyways.
It's a nice moat around her place of residence.
Seriously, right? So look, it's across from the water, looking at the castle. Background, you can see some mountains, really nice sky, like almost like a sunset kind of look.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. I mean, it's not...
They made it a box so that the shit wouldn't get crushed, obviously.
Yeah.
They're trying to protect what's there.
100%. Excuse me.
So, Miss Tills.
So,
design work, I don't know until I try this thing because, truthfully, I don't even know what the hell this thing is.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give it a 7. It looks okay. It doesn't look bad, but.
It says tablet. It says tablet on the outside, guys, in Canada or maybe in the US and the Americas. Like, you see tablet, You're thinking medicine. You're not thinking candy, or you're not thinking edible.
Yeah, and there's
a tablet in big words.
There's
on
a
the box.
Picture of Miss Elizabeth, which I guess this is Mrs. Tilly.
Miss Tilly.
We take great pride in providing the most deliciously indulgent confectionery at Mrs. Tilly's.
Confectionery. Okay, so guys, it's a confectionery.
From start to finish, it's all about quality. And we very much hope you enjoy our fantastic tablet.
I'm really hoping we enjoy these, Dan. So please crack this thing open and let's get to it. Oh, did we rate them again?
I gave it a 7. I don't know what you gave it.
Oh, I don't know what I gave it. I probably gave it a 6.5. Unfortunately, Miss Tilly's, that box doesn't do... it does your house justice, but I don't think it sells your tablets very good.
Yeah,
you could probably have a house twice the size.
Her castle, I'd probably give a 10 out of 10 because it's a castle, but yeah, everything else, I
Miss
don't know.
Tilly, tell me, is that your house?
Oh, they're like in a
I'd like to know.
Separate bag. All right.
It's like a big ass bag with a whole bunch of...
It's a big cube.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, they look like basically 1-inch cubes. I'm gonna take a bite.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's like fudge.
It's not even fudge, man.
No, but the texture. Like a hard fudge kind of thing. You bite it.
This is less than fudge.
Very sweet. Kind of caramelly. Melts in your mouth.
Oh, what the hell?
Very tasty.
What the hell is this? This is too good to be true.
It's 100% sugar. That's what it is.
It's gluten-free, Danny. Well, that's a good thing.
Thank God. Yeah, not too bad.
Guys, I don't know what the hell this is, but it's something that they made, Miss Tilly made a long time ago. That shit is like recipe made. It must be freaking good, Dan, because it is damn good.
Maybe that's why she has a castle with a moat to protect.
Is there a year on here? Like when they were established? Because it must be like a long time ago. Because it looks like a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't say, but
Miss Tilly's.
Good, good tablet either way. Really sweet though. Like I don't know how many I can eat, but good
one is like way. One will wake you the hell up.
Put it this way: for three of these, that's 34 grams of sugar.
Three.
That's three. Yeah, that's quite a bit.
That's a lot, Dan.
Yeah, it's over 10 grams for one cube.
The whole thing is fucking sugar.
That's
basically
insane. Yeah.
And it's a whole freaking spoons of sugar right there.
No, that's your primary ingredient. First ingredient, sugar.
Sugar. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, to Miss Tilly, I give you a rating of an 8 on this because, yeah, I didn't know what the hell they were. I bit into it unexpectedly, went in my mouth, and I was happy.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking about maybe thinking of having my own, but really, it's like I feel bad because I know I'm sugared. That's the only reason why.
Definitely, you don't want to have this if you're diabetic.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have too many because it'll make you diabetic.
But. But you give it a rating of?
I give it a rating of an 8. It's got a buttery taste to it. It's got some caramel. It's really good, but it is very sweet.
It's sweet. Yeah, it's great. But I don't mind it at all.
No, not bad.
Not at all. No, I mean, you don't hand this out to people randomly, but who the hell do you give this to, Dan?
This is like the type of thing where you go to somebody's house and they have tea.
And then they put it on the plate.
Afterwards. Yeah,
gotcha. So these are like the little things that you just munch on in between and then just kind of like wrap it up in saran wrap and put it away again.
Yeah,
and
that's what I
see. And then feed people again the next time they come around.
Yeah, but it's only Mrs. Tilly that actually serves it to you though.
Yeah, we got to get her number. We got to get her over here and serve this to us next time.
Maybe like, yeah, can we book you for like a...
next round of the Beer House Podcast? Because that would be freaking fantastic.
Yeah, we'll book you and it's just going to be like, you know, half an hour. Come on, you can do this. Yeah, really good. All right, let's go to our final beer.
Oh, yes. Final beers.
We have got... Final beer tonight is another IPA. No, it's another IPA from Gateway City. Thankfully, it won't be sweet.
Yes.
This one, again, I've...
Look at that label.
It's called Lookout IPA.
Sweet. Yeah, squirrels are always looking out. That's why.
Yeah.
They're always looking out for everybody.
Yeah, seriously. So it is. It's a squirrel that's dressed as a person wearing a plaid suit.
This guy's got it on the...
Looks like he's running or walking. He's got...
Hops in his hand.
Yeah, he's got hops in his hand there.
They're wicked.
Oh, look. You got two silhouettes of squirrels in the background there. He's like casually walking. Almost like, you know, he's like, yo, what's up?
Like he's one of us. And then all of a sudden, there's squirrels in the background.
If he had bell bottoms, honestly, I would be playing some like disco funk or something.
He's wearing plaid everything.
Yeah, plaid everything. That's crazy. And again, he's walking out of the forest, so he's just kind of nonchalantly going, "Hey, what's up?"
That's so sweet. Yeah, but he has human feet, human hands.
Human feet, human hands, but squirrel head.
Squirrel head, correct. So, talk about the beer now, Dan.
Yeah, 6.5% for the beer. again, Lookout IPAs, as I mentioned. Once again, you have the name of the beer on the front and on the back. So, Robin, we're sorry that we're witnessing this without you.
Yeah, the whole podcast, all four beers now.
Because
front and back.
Really, at the end of the day, myself and Rob don't really care if it's says on the front and the back.
But he made that comment, and it does make sense, guys.
It does, from a marketing perspective.
We don't go all the time to stores and buy these physically. But at the end of the day, we go around and read all the labels. 90% of people don't even read labels. But they'll go and see a picture, and it'll attract them to read the label. Once that happens, the purchase is usually there again.
And that's the thing. Like if it didn't have it on the back, but you had a picture like that.
Oh yeah, I would be like, hey, what is?
Yeah, that? You pick it up.
I would have picked it up, sure. Guaranteed. And especially it says Lookout, like in nice bold letters there at the bottom there.
Yeah, it's
and the logo, like,
and the logo's there.
IPA.
Yeah, it's
not subdued in the background randomly so that you have to like read it.
No,
it's right out there.
It's definitely out there.
Either you don't, again, either you do or you don't.
I'm giving this an 8.
Yeah, solid.
Stamped, it's all about 8.
Stamped 8. These guys did a very good job. Whoever's the designer and artist, shout out to you, because like you keep popping those out.
Oh, good job for sure.
The designer or artist?
We're gonna see what it tastes like, but again,
ooh, look at this beer.
Filtered. It's a filtered beer. It looks like a lager.
Literally. Unexpected.
Definitely looks like a lager.
Smells very nice. Stone fruit, hands down. A little bit of pines. Fresh. Citrus.
Gets definitely some citrus notes out of there.
Yeah, that's kick-ass.
Yeah, it might get a little bit of a little tropical notes, too. It smells similar to like a West Coast IPA.
Man, 6.5. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a kick-ass one compared to the other ones. But again,
That pineapple white one was good.
That was good. Don't get me wrong. But this one.
Let's try it.
Let's see if the smell and the taste coincide. Yep. Yeah, we got a winner here.
It tastes like a mix of an East Coast and a West Coast IPA.
But it's just really like...
You get like a little bit of pine. Yeah, it's really good. You get a little pine, you get a little bit of citrus. It's I think this is one of their flagship beers.
I would say so. This is like an Instigator at India House. One of my favorite beers is an example.
It's very similar to an Instigator, definitely. Very tasty. We may have to explore a little bit more of their beers because I'm pretty sure they have more.
These guys are in North Bay. Yes.
They're in North Bay.
Yeah, we'll have to explore what other types of beers they have and obviously if they can deliver because...
Oh, they will.
Oh, yeah. Of course they will.
I think I actually checked and I'm pretty sure they were able to deliver. But nonetheless, really, really good. And I do want to thank Vincent again for hooking us up with these beers. These all four beers have been good.
Did we give the beer a rating yet?
We haven't given the rating yet, but I want to get that thank you in.
Yeah, of course. We've been saying that all the way through.
Yeah, seriously.
But again, Vincent, yes. Thank you again.
This guy, 8.5 for me.
Okay, then. You convinced me. 8.5 is correct.
8.5?
8.5 is a good number. It's not over the top, but it is really good, and I would have it again, hands down. So these guys are... Someone to look out for, too.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth. Yeah,
both these guys are doing really good stuff. And again, they're doing everything in-house, 100% local, everything.
You got to support your local breweries at the end of the day. I mean, when
they're putting
out beer like this, you got to support them. Like, there's no question. And
again, we're comparing them to people that do shit like in huge volumes.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I mean,
these guys are probably not doing it in.
It's a little bit different.
It's smaller, and I mean, it's more controlled. That's why the taste is.
That's why it's there. Yeah, they're able to perfect it more. And I mean, there's something for everybody when it comes to craft beer. A lot of people are like, well, you know, beer is beer. You know, it all tastes the same. I'm like, no, it doesn't. We have four different beers, and they all tasted differently. And you know, you had two lagers, two IPAs this time around, but then, you know, you go to your sours, you go to your stouts, you go to your Gosa, you go to your,
slushies and your sours, scotch ales, so barrel aged.
You barrel aged beers. Yeah, exactly.
It gets crazy. It gets crazy. And those are just the types of beers.
Exactly. And I mean, so like there's something for everyone when it comes to craft beer. So like if you guys are
mango, coconut, pineapple,
anything, it doesn't matter. If you want something plain, you get something plain like that.
Blueberry,
the first beer we had, it was a light lager. It's a straight up lager, but it's a very tasty straight up lager
rather than getting your traditional crap.
Exactly right. So
perfectly said.
If you're kind of, you know, of the mind where, you know, you don't mind drinking different things and trying out different types of beers,
if you have a tongue you want to satisfy your tongue and yourself a little once in a while, try them out. You'll be slightly surprised. And if you have a friend to share it with, even better.
It's always good to have beer with friends, right?
Especially if somebody's already into IPAs and you're like, I don't want to try IPAs, try it. It's well worth it, guys. That was one of those guys.
Yeah, that's how I got into them.
I used to be one of those guys. Nah. Oh, shit. I cannot drink regular beer anymore. Regular beer meaning crappy beer.
I ruined it for you.
Nah, imported beer. No. I can't do that. I mean, you drink that just because you have to, but you don't want to.
No.
Anyway, guys.
Unless, yes. I was going to say, if you guys are listening, and hopefully you are following us, subscribing to us on YouTube.
Greatly appreciate it, guys.
That would be amazing. Check out our Instagram page, the.beerhouse.podcast. Leave us a message. Tell us what you guys think of the podcast. Feedback's always a good thing. I'll just send it to Robin. He'll just shut you down. But nonetheless, feedback's a good thing.
Always. And I think Danny has a special to say that we're going to be doing something special coming up soon.
Yeah, something soon. We're going to have a special type of episode. Something a little bit different than what we normally do. We're kind of working out the details as we speak. But stay tuned because that'll be coming up.
It'll be coming up soon, guys. So, stay posted because we're trying to come up with cool stuff. Let us know if the shit's working or not, okay?
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better. But nonetheless, want to wish you guys a good night. Again, happy drinking.
Drive safe.
And you can drive safe. Okay, what if they're not driving, though?
Walk safe?
Okay, walk safe is good. Or breathe safe if you're sitting down.
Or wheel down the chair. Or wheel down the street.
Wheel safe. Yeah, wheel safe.
People still drink if they're in a wheelchair, right, Dan?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, just making sure. Guys. Yeah, exactly. It's not. What if they have the motorized ones?
Well, they still got to operate it.
Yeah, they got to operate while they've been drinking, Danny.
Well, you know, you stop, you have a couple sips, and you keep going.
Anyways, guys, you know, just get away with shit. Don't worry. Just tell the cops that you didn't know.
Nonetheless, enjoy your night, your day, whatever time you're listening again. Enjoy your beer, because we are.
Yes,
and we'll catch you on our next episode.
Stay frosty, peeps.